It's time for Betty Boo Got the Scoop, providing you local and national news of interest. And now, here's Betty.
What's up, y'all? This is Betty Boo. I have a special guest this evening. She's an actor. She's a singer, songwriter with a remix of a popular song that you just heard, Boot Up, by her with some go-go in it. Everyone is playing on the radio. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Charisse Jones. Welcome to Betty Boo Got the Scoop, Charisse.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Betty, with that scoop. Okay.
You are so welcome, girl. Congratulations on Boot Up.
Oh, well, thank you. I call it the Boot Up remix because Ella May is the original singer. I just did the DC experience, made it into a go-go song.
Okay.
Definitely. That is the inspiration, and I have all my rights reserved. So
oh, good. Rights reserved. That's important.
Absolutely.
That's mm-hmm. definitely.
All the clearances are in. You know?
Oh, good. So, yeah. So mm-hmm. Let's talk about you. Are you single?
Oh, my goodness. I'm in a situation, but you can say, yeah, I guess I am single. Oh, Lord Jesus, I know what's going on.
Look. Yeah, you know, all these men out here, I for some reason, so many people are hitting me up on Facebook, trying to be my friend. I don't know what I've done. I keep asking people, are you getting a lot of requests?
And they're like, well, you know, when you're doing what you're doing and you're making moves and you're being positive and you're looking good doing it, that's where all the attention's coming from. So you got to understand that about a good 75% of that is just because you just fly as I don't know what. Now, the other part is just, you know, the psycho. But, you know, you got to feed out the other part. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, girl.
All right, 25% psycho. Uh-huh. That's a good ratio.
You are so freaking crazy. I love you in What If. If you hear of this lady in another stage production, please go check her out. Was that your first one or your second or what?
No, that was absolutely my first official stage play as an adult. The other one I did when I was a child, I played a camel in church. So I think I've come a long way.
Yeah, from being a camel. Yes, you have. To being a baby mama with drama.
Right. I've never in real life been a baby mama. So yeah. I had to just, I guess, tap into what the role was really set forth to be. You know, I had to add that ghetto flair. I had to, you know, have my neck crooked and look at the other woman like she's crazy. Shout out
you,
to Eva.
You played that very, very well. Let's talk about your who inspired you, first of all, your singing. Who did you listen to growing up?
Okay, so growing up, I legitimately was kind of like a gospel head. So okay. I'm a PK, and so that, for those who don't know, that means a preacher's kid. So I was always in church heavily, and so.
Mm-hmm. And what church was that? Was that a Baptist or AME?
It was AME, so I attended Ebenezer AME Church in Fort Washington, Maryland.
Of
and so my godfather was Donald Bales, and he was a big-time gospel star, director, what have you. So I had the opportunity to kind of like sit and listen and be next to and sing with Kirk Franklin, Yolanda Adams,
wow,
Hammond, Byron Cage.
Yes.
You know, just a robust amount of folks.
You sang with them? You sang with them or your uncle, your godfather sang with them?
No, I've actually sang with all of them, actually.
Oh, girl. So yeah. Now you into R&B. Are you, you still got those gospel roots, though?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I always feel that gospel is a calling, and I know I have a calling, and others have, you know, said that there's an anointing on my voice, and I've definitely received that, but I didn't want to fall into kind of like the trick of the enemy of, you know, I'm praising the Lord, and then I'm out dropping like it's hot, and then there's like, oh, here we go with the scandal. I just rather, you know, be like Whitney Houston, sing my, my good old R&B, feel good music, and then get one good Lord's prayer. And
that's there you go. There you go. And you know, Aretha Franklin did it too now. Because she had a lot of hits. I mean, we can't even name all her hits, but she always went to gospel. She did both. She did both. Mm-hmm. So I applaud
you. I feel like it's easier to do R&B and then go to gospel. It's much more difficult to do gospel and then start doing R&B. If that makes any sense.
Yeah, it does. It does make sense. When did you decide? I saw the clips when you were on Good Morning Washington, and you indicated that you've been singing since you were 5 years old. Mm-hmm. When did you say, "Oh, Charisse, I got this. I'm going on my own." And what made you? Do you want to be independent as you are, or do you want to be under a record label?
Well, I mean, that's a very, very good question. I think, you know, I make the joke about my mom hearing me singing in the background and in her car, and then she was like, "Hold up, you might have something here. You halfway decent. You singing on Can You Only Do It?" And I just kind of, at that time, I was just okay with, like, collaboratively singing. So, you know, singing in groups. I was definitely in the gospel choir and traveled internationally in the gospel choir and at Drexel while I was in college. And what happened was, true story, the first ever concert for R&B singer at Drexel, which is a predominantly white institution, was Raheem Devon. I was in grad school, and some people heard me just like harmonizing and singing with him. And they had this thing called Philly Live Pod, which is basically an opportunity for singers that are independent or people who desire this thing to come out and sing. And there's a lot of well-known Philadelphian singers that come to that actual meetup. And just so happened that time that I got enough courage to go there, one of the greats of Jaguar Wright, she's a well-known Philadelphia singer.
Oh, you know, she tore it up on Jay-Z Unplugged. Yeah. Go for it. Go on.
And I had some decent compliments given from her to me. Oh. And I thought that was crazy because, you know, I was ridiculously nervous. And I had friends from grad school that were there that was like my champions, you know what I'm saying? If I failed, if I bombed, they still was going to clap for me. And let me know later on, what you need to improve on. And so that's really where everything started. And I guess it was just a major love that was created in Philly that gave me that confidence to say, hey, you can really do this on your own.
And what year was that?
That was 2009.
Oh, okay. All right. 10 years ago.
And so 2009 through 2010 is when a lot of things started happening. And I started making, working on my album in 2010. I literally was just like, you know, everybody was just willing to work with me. And I really was sincerely appreciative of it.
Stay tuned for part two of next week's show with Betty Boo's interview with the recording artist, Charisse Jones. Boo. The motivational quote today, attract what you expect, reflect what you desire, become what you respect, and mirror what you admire. I took that from one of my friends on Facebook. If you like to reach me, hit me up on my Facebook page at Betty Boo Got the Scoop. Don't forget to like the page before you leave. Betty Boo is on podcasts. If you want to hear this show and other shows, go to Google search Betty Boo Got the Scoop and choose the podcast that is best for you. Dream big, baby.
That's going to do it for this report. If it happened, if it's happening now, if it will happen, you better believe Betty Boo got the scoop. See ya later. Peace.